Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hildebrand covering, for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Almada for the double play. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Larry reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Trosky moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Sullivan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Indians. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to third. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. It's 3-2, Indians. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Almada moves to second. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale strikes out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. Larry moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Hughes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hughes strikes out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Almada bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Heath reaches second base with a double. Campbell moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trosky is walked intentionally. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Heath scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Pitlock moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 3 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Keltner scores. There goes Hale trying to get to second. Almada throws the ball into Hughes, who tags Hale for the out. It's 9-2, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Mel Mazzara pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara strikes out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Almada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Cole now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Weatherly bunts towards the mound. Cole fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. Weatherly scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hale fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hughes strikes out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Ed Cole. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.